much to you tonight.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. The planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Over Easy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
The knobs have to go up for the microphone to come on.
Up with our mood.
Oh, holy macaroni.
Up with the sunshine.
Yes, up with us in the morning. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hump Day edition.
Yes.
It's a short week. We had a long weekend last week, so it's ultimate hump day. It's only a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, it's a little bit after 9. We're live.
Yes.
Sitting here in, what is it, Carruthers Hall?
Yes. That's cool. It's cool as a cucumber
it's
here.
It's nice down here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. We've had a good morning so far. We've been talking about nerd stuff. We've taken pictures. Someone's gussied right up.
Yes, yes.
It's pretty good.
You'll see them, you know, if Jeff tags me.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see the nonsense and the ridiculousness that we regularly partake in.
That's right.
Yes.
Find us on Instagram. I'm at Jeff Movie Nerd, all one word.
And I'm at Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, all one word.
Yeah, we're working up to like a crazy September.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good season this fall, I think.
And you think, like, with the younger people, with the new students coming, we're going to give them jobs and make them, like, work for us?
I want
like,
an intern.
I need a videographer. I need a photographer. I need a stylist.
I need a footstool. I want some kid to, like, be my footstool.
With this, like, little body?
Yeah.
You put your heel right on his back?
Yeah. And then he can, like, make me some matcha drinks while he's down there
and
hand them up to me. Pretty good.
Okay,
we got it all figured out, folks.
Yeah, we do.
That's why you tune in. The last set, we heard a classic, Summertime Blues, from Myron Lee and the Caddies. Also in there, we had a new Alice Cooper song.
Mm.
Ozzy Osbourne dies. Alice Cooper puts out a new album. What kind of world are we living in, Simone?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It was called What Happened to You?
What happened?
And I gotta say, Alice Cooper, he's always looked just
just elderly and awful. So he's really rocking this look these days.
Yeah, I guess.
I love it. And then we opened up the set with The Beaches and their new track, Ultimate, from the Freakier Friday soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah. More on legacy sequels during the nerd segment. But this time of morning, we like to, you know, hitch our wagons to our mules and saddle up for a roundup.
Yeah.
It's a community events roundup.
Yeah.
There it is. Where we find out what's going on this coming weekend in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you have something to do.
Yeah, yeah. So Jeff looked it up. I just sat here.
You're busy. You've got stuff. You've got other stuff going on.
I have a photo shoot I'm thinking about right now. My editorial for Elle Canada.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first and foremost, movies in the square.
Yes, what's coming up? What's on tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly classic, Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Which I thought was a bit salty of a movie to put on for a family thing.
Yeah, that's not quite a family. That doesn't scream family to me at all.
But you know what? Maybe you're a gaggle of teens and you're out enjoying your summer.
Well, maybe they want like different groups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to kind of appeal to different audiences.
Because last week last week was The Princess Diaries, which was a little more girly, I guess.
Yeah, it's great though. It's classic.
It is a classic.
Yeah,
and then the week before was Robin Hood Men in Tights, which was another goofy one.
That's also a classic.
But may not be appropriate for family.
But then
a lot of kids, like when you're watching movies,
it's over their head. They don't know. All they care about is the snacks. You know what I mean? And is it a cartoon?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, this one's kind of a cartoon. Talladega Nights at Market Square tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah. Also, this coming weekend, a big event returns. The Wolf Island Music Festival is back.
Ooh.
Can you guess where it is?
On Wolf Island, perhaps?
Big winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Wolf Island Music Festival starts on August 8th, runs through August 9th. Tickets vary from $50 to $100 if you want to get like the full weekend pass.
Yeah.
Some of it's... No, it hasn't sold out yet, but it's at St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island. Some of the bands are our favorite, Holy F, which I can't say their name on the air.
Holy? That's the name of the band?
Oh, we've played them before, yeah. They're very good. They're a band that incorporates, like, garbage into, like, their instrumentation.
Oh, okay, well, this reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah,
you won't feel any pain.
Yeah, and it always sounds really good. And so when you're watching them, you're like, holy F, this is really good.
Okay.
That's why they got their name.
Yeah, okay.
So they're headlining. Other bands are going to be Good Fortune, Almond & Milk, Born Ruffians are coming to town, Land of Talk, that's good. Some good groups, yeah.
Okay.
Trucking over to Wolf Island, yeah.
Yeah.
And other than that, just trying to find some other things that are going on in and around Kingston. But just being in Kingston is a good enough thing, I think.
Yeah, just, you know, walk by the water. And, you know, like I always recommend, I haven't had a chance to use this business yet, but Ahoy Rentals.
Oh, yeah.
I was taking a walk downtown last night and by the water, and, you know, they had all the canoes there and everything.
Yeah.
And it looks like a great time to go and do that.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. That'd be good.
And you don't have to go too far to have that experience.
Totally. You gotta get on the water. Go early in the morning when the water's nice and calm.
And they do bicycles there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can rent a bicycle.
Sweet.
You can, you know, I think there's also the yacht club, Kingston Yacht Club, and you can, like, get maybe five of your friends and everybody pays something.
Oh, cool.
And then they'll take you out in the water.
Nice.
A little spin. I don't know, swim?
Yeah, a little spin in the swim.
Spin the swim, and you could drink, I guess, a champagne or something.
Oh,
and
cool. Nice.
Yeah, it'll be a whole vibe. It'll be a whole moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I think Cork is still going on right now, so you could, like, charter a boat and go, like, cheer on some of the Cork races.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Nice On is playing at the Toucan on August 8th. That's a late show, but they're always a great big, you know, multi-instrumental funk band.
Yeah.
Always good to see. Voodoo Rock Fest is going on this weekend as well at the Voodoo Ranch, which I think is in, it's not opening, but if you know, you know. It's coming up to this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, just get out there and enjoy some fun in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your vitamin D, people. Expose your skin. Let the sun touch it.
You need that vitamin D.
Yes.
Can't be inside forever. That's what the winter's for.
Yes.
So can't waste it.
Don't waste it. Sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I'm literally falling asleep. I'm so sorry.
What? Am I not enough? Not enough man for you, Simone?
Oh, you're more than enough man for me.
Yeah.
You're more than enough man. You know, ain't no other man but you. How's that song go?
I think you just
ain't
nailed
no
it.
Man that's true. Ain't no da da da. He's got style. He's got class. with that bad, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no other man but you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what happens when I wind her up. We're going to get back to the tunes and get some more coffee into us. And then don't forget, if you're a nerd and you're in Quebec, the grand battle of the Bicloin, something like that. The big LARP thing's going on in Quebec week.
Yeah.
So if you want to go do that, that's also fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Back to the tunes, though. We got a brand new one from The Thing. This is called Something to Say right here
on CFRC 101.9.
And this is Kid Koala, you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Well, she drew out all her money from the Southern Trust and put her little boy on a Greyhound bus, leaving Memphis with a guitar in his hand on a one-way ticket to the prom. Down in Memphis town, I'll be going down there if you need a ride. side. Johnny, Johnny, please come back. Well, he found him slumped up against the ground, with a whole lot of trouble here running through his veins. Bye bye, Johnny.
Who is a creator that I absolutely
love. You didn't have to die. You didn't have to die.
Complaints already. Fooling around on the course, bad language, smoking grass, poor caddying. So if you guys want to get fired, you want to be replaced by golf carts, just keep it up.
Thank you. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
From that face melter,
that
of a song
that
really got me going and up and dancing.
You're telling me that's better than a cup of coffee.
My goodness,
brand new stuff from Jean Mignon. That was called "Won't Put Him Down."
Ooh.
Whoever he is, I hope they don't put him down, because that was a bona fide face melter. Right here
on CFRC.
My name is Jeff the Nerd,
and I'm Simone the Moon,
and we are just having a blast in here, rocking out over the airwaves for your pleasure. Yeah, I hope you're having a good morning so far. If you're just tuning in,
we
sure have.
Oh, we always have a good time.
Yeah.
Always.
Talking about nerd stuff, talking about events, talking about life.
We do talk a lot about life.
I guess so.
You give me a lot of good advice.
Advice. I wouldn't say it's good advice.
I think so.
They call me Jeff the Nerd for a reason.
It's nice to have someone to bounce things off of sometimes.
I hear you,
You know what I mean? When sometimes you've got an issue or something going on in your head and you're rolling around.
I feel like I've got chocolate in my beard. Do I have chocolate in my beard?
Okay, no. Good. Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
No, you don't.
Not anymore.
You're the shark and I'm the remora right here on CFRC. Also in that last set, we had a new one from Milk and Bone featuring Chromeo. That one was called Bloodshot.
Okay.
A bit of a nice little poppy boppy.
We like a bop.
We keep it nice and balanced in here. Before Milk and Bone, we had the Gumtree Girls with Cutie Koala, which I think they should have called it the Koala Clap, because it's about koalas getting chlamydia, is a thing.
I know you told me.
It's a thing, yeah.
You told me. Those poor koalas. God, I'm so sad.
They're beasts.
Beasts so sad of the wild. For the discomfort.
Speaking of beasts, Bruce Springsteen is back re-releasing tunes. We had one off his new album called Johnny Bye Bye. And we opened it up with The Thing and their amazing new track, Something to Say.
Okay.
They've got something to say.
I've got something to say.
We're going to sit here and listen to them. But you know what else we should listen to?
What?
Nerd stuff.
Okay.
Do
you want to talk about?
They call
suddenly
me Jeff the Nerd
I feel
for
like
reason.
Going to sleep. No.
Do you? I get that a lot.
Okay. Okay, so tell us.
This week
what's going on?
This week, I thought I'd talk a little bit about like nostalgia and legacy sequels, because it seems to be all the rage. And I wanted to know like what your opinion on that would be, because you've got the Happy Gilmore sequel.
Yeah.
We've got the King of the Hill reboot that just came out. There's all these like old shows that are getting like a rebirth.
Renewal, yeah.
There's new Futurama coming out this fall. South Park is back. Sunny
he's still going strong.
Yeah.
And then,
You know what I think it is?
I think that
they're bringing all of these sequels back because they know it's almost like a guaranteed audience.
Yeah.
And right now, like, there's so much volatility, like, when it comes to the movie business. People are streaming a lot. You know, it's hard to get people to come into the theater.
Yeah.
But then they've got this demographic, this group of people that, like, oh, they're like, oh, for sure, at least we will make some money back if we present this.
So I think that's what it is.
Exactly.
I think you nailed it, Simone. What am I even doing here? That's exactly the right answer.
Yeah.
Because we talk a little bit about the lack of comedy movies these days, and the only comedy movies that seem to be coming out are the legacy ones. Like, Happy Gilmore was a massive hit on Netflix, and Freaky Friday, the reviews came out, and it's got like an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So people are really digging the nostalgia, and we've been talking about how they don't really make original comedies anymore.
Right.
Because they don't want to risk it.
Right.
There's more avenues for people to watch, and comedy movies don't traditionally play internationally just because you lose, unless it's a big physical comedy.
Right.
Like maybe The Naked Gun.
It's lost in translation.
Yeah, exactly.
Cultural differences.
Yeah. So The Naked Gun will probably do well overseas because it's very like broad.
Right.
But yeah, so it just seems like we don't get that many original comedies unless
you produce it yourself and make it yourself. Yeah.
And then you're still taking a big swing, I guess. Yeah.
I guess so.
So, you know, we got Talladega Nights coming to the Movies in the Square in Kingston on Thursday. And that was like the end of an era of like those studio comedies.
I guess.
So maybe
I don't know how to fix that. I don't know. Like, I guess more independent and more funding going towards, you know, people creating, you know, creators doing their own things.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
See, you've been here for like 2 years. You're getting it, Simone.
I'm finally getting it. Yeah. I'm learning so much from you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
On to more important things, though.
Okay.
Celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
They are our social betters, Simone.
You know, I guess.
I kiss the feet that they walk on.
Oh, you took a step farther
you know
than I
feet,
thought you were.
You know whose feet I would full on make out with? Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh.
Because she's excellent and her feet are absolutely.
Okay, who is she in?
Probably you'd know her the most from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Is she the one who said, like, there's no age limit? Like, women don't have an age limit or something?
They shouldn't, yeah.
She said something like she won an Oscar or Golden Globe or something, and she got up and said that?
Yeah, that's right,
I think that's her, yeah.
She's been in Kung Fu Panda 2, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Like, she's done a lot.
She's really a great talent. A lot of stage presence. Do you know what I mean? Like, you believe.
She gets up there, you believe. Yeah, she was a legit model as well when she was coming up in her 20s. Like, I think she was, like, not Miss America, but, like, she was doing pageants.
Yeah.
But then she also knows Kung Fu. And so she started doing a lot of crazy action movies with Jackie Chan, like Super Cop 2.
Right. And I do remember like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and those scenes where they're kind of like on the branches of the leaves.
Yeah.
That I remember like thinking, what am I watching? This
Absolutely.
Is incredible. You know, them just kind of, you know, bouncing off the tree branches.
Because of her feet. Because of her crazy feet, Simone.
Her crazy feet?
Yeah. I'm not Tarantino-ing out here.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
Because she's good at karate, right? You got to kick people with your feet.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going for.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord. Happy 63rd birthday to Michelle Yeoh.
You're turning around.
I know. Let's see. On to a few other headlines. Like I said, the Freakier Friday sequel is coming to theaters this weekend. And the reviews.
Oh, this weekend?
Oh, yeah. The reviews are glowing.
Really?
It's got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought that it was going to be a little bit more confusing because now you've got two sets of switches. Do you know what I mean? You've got the four girls.
Everybody's switching.
Yeah, everyone's switching all over the place.
They might get really like heady with it, I guess. Maybe meta.
Maybe.
Switches within switches.
Maybe.
There's only one way to find it.
There's only one way.
That's to watch it. speaking of nostalgia bait, it's all about nostalgia these days. We're getting a Gremlins 3 that's coming down the pipeline. Mm. One of the best.
That was one of the scariest things, but I couldn't look away.
Yeah.
Hatching. You know, oh my gosh, they're hatching. Oh no, there's so many. There's so many of them.
And you got them wet after midnight or whatever. Yeah. So it seems like the script has been written. It is waiting for Spielberg's approval.
Okay.
And they might get the original director, Chris Columbus, to come back. Yeah.
Now, was the main character, the main little fuzzy cute one, his name Gizmo?
Gizmo
was cute.
Yeah.
And then they had to defeat all of the
gross ones. The mother killed one in a microwave, I think.
Okay, but the thing is now, I'm wondering how they did that. Were they all puppets?
Yeah.
They're all puppets. But they were all small, skinny puppets.
They're pretty big. Oh, like, they're about the size of us.
So they make sure it looks, so they look small to, yeah, to the viewer. Okay.
There's some internet nerds that I watch called Red Letter Media. They do like a few videos, a few long videos a month of like, you know, movie stuff, right? Yeah. Kind of like this. And yawning into the microphone.
Did I just yawn into myself? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But basically,
I'm so sorry. I'm so tired.
That's all right. They've got a video where they actually got some of the original Gremlin puppets mailed to them and they restored them. So now in their videos in the background, you see these big.
Oh, really? Dirty,
yeah, they got them up. They fixed them up. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
It's kind of neat. Yeah.
That's cool.
You know what else is neat?
What's neat?
Star Wars is neat.
Ooh.
See, again, back to the nostalgia stuff.
More Star Wars. Okay, what's going on there?
Mark the date, Simone. Save the date, April 2027.
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay, it's a bit of a ways. What's going on there?
That's the 50th anniversary of the first Star Wars movie that came out in 77.
So they're going to lose their minds.
Oh, I know, I am.
They're going to go all out. Okay, so.
So they're re-releasing in the theaters.
Okay. Oh, really? That's nice. So, okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah, ask away.
Okay, if you were to dress up for the 50th anniversary, like going to the theater, what would you? Who would you be?
Oh, it's anyone with a mask so that when my video and pictures get put up online, people don't know that I'm there.
So you want to be like Darth Maul or something like that?
Like a stormtrooper. Just give me a big helmet.
Stormtrooper could be cool.
That'd be cool because then you find all the other people dressed like it and you form like a unit.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I don't know who I would dress as. Maybe like that girl with the head hair buns, the triple buns.
Oh, Princess Leia?
No, Princess Leia has the buns at either side of her head. This girl is a Rey or something.
Oh, okay.
I could be her.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, some rando alien.
Rando alien?
A rando alien from the scenes where they're in like a random alien bar.
Yeah,
there's
totally.
Some random, and they're always playing, everybody's always playing some kind of lute.
Yeah.
Or some kind of like strange.
A lute.
Some kind of
That's
strange.
Called a space lute.
Some kind of strange intimate. Like remember I told you I went to some place and it just reminded me, like I felt like I was in a Star Wars movie and a very strange like a restaurant with all these like international aliens and the lute.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
You just go to Joe's Mill and you rent a lute and you put on
exactly.
Some space
like,
stuff.
I actually make it happen.
You've got a couple years to figure it out, so I think you can figure it out.
You're right.
If you could play the Star Wars theme on a lute, I think you'd win.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everyone would want to be my friend.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah. Before we get back to the tunes, a couple more birthdays. Happy 52nd to Vera Farmiga. She's an actor and she's a lead singer of a Norwegian metal band or whatever. So multi-talented.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Happy 55th birthday to M. Night Shyamalan, director of The Sixth Sense.
And many
other movies.
He's big in the day.
Yeah. He seems to have his ups and downs, but I like him when he's up.
Yeah.
And Lucille Ball was born this day in 1911.
Great talent. Great, great, great. You know, she did it all.
She did it all for the Gingers.
She like executive produced her own show.
Yeah, she really was.
She did, you know, she's just a trailblazer for women in comedy.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to the late, great Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Lucy.
We love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
And we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, it is CFRC. It's Indie Morning Wake Up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get back to the Muzak. It's a little bit after 9:30, and you got us here till 10 o'clock. So let's hear the Boneheads, shall we?
All right.
Simone loves it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a bonehead, so it's quite appropriate.
Amazing. This one's called Lonesome Cowboy right here.
On CFRC 101.9, baby.
Live a life of what we're mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Sur ton visage, efface mes pas le sable. Recouvrira mon corps, t'emporteront les vagues. À la lumière du jour, j'ai pas l'air sympathique. Tu referas le sourd, de là je suis le pic.
Hermosa,
cubana.
Como como el beso de una moza coquetona y amorosa. Hay sabor y melodía, tiene fuego y alegría. Tiene un ritmo que arrebata esta samba que me roba el corazón.
Moza, moza, moza.
CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
It was in the Rush Hour soundtrack. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day adventure around the world and through time.
Yes.
We're bringing you a little bit of everything today.
Through the multiverse.
Yeah, very much so. Very balanced.
Multiple Jeff and movies.
Killed them all. Oh. I figured it out.
What about Simone the Moans?
There's tons of you guys. You're one in a one.
One in a one. Not one in a million. No. Not rare.
One in a million's
just
not even
very quite common.
One in a million's not even a good compliment.
No?
That's pretty common. There's like billions of us. Yeah, you say one.
What
in
about
a,
this? Your love is a one in a million. It goes on and on and on.
I guess if you say it like that, maybe it's acceptable.
Then it's nice.
I guess so.
Okay.
You know what else was nice?
What else?
Rohan, a band by the name of Rohan. That was a new one called Sundown.
Mm.
Not too bad. Also,
nice.
Yeah. Also in that last set, we had a classic from Los Zarifos with Bossa Cubana.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you really hunger for the hot weather.
Yeah.
We also had, what is that? Menendez with La Reine de Trois-Tours.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of Francophone punk today. I'm pretty happy about
that. Yeah, good for you.
It's because I'm all excited for that French-Canadian LARPing action.
That LARPing thing. Like, you gotta go.
Next year for sure.
Next year.
I mean, we were watching some of the videos off air.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it looks well organized, and like everyone's like really into it.
Really into it.
Yeah, really into it. The costumes look great. Everybody looks great.
Yeah, so I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We opened up that last set with the Boneheads and their brand new one, Lonesome Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a bunch of lonesome cowpokes here.
Lonesome cowboys on the range.
Eating beans and being means.
Home on the range.
Yeah, absolutely. What else did we learn today, Simone, in summation?
Oh my goodness. Sometimes Facebook Live doesn't work.
Sometimes.
That's okay. You can still have a good time and make your little videos and dance your little heart out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun with the videos that we did make. And hopefully, you'll see them on Jeff's Instagram, which is
Jeff Movie Nerd, all one word. It's me and a chihuahua in the picture.
Okay. And then
that.
Or on my Instagram, which is Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, all one word, SimoneTheMoane. ATCFRCRADIO. And that's exactly the same on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Those are the two places you can find me for now. Or you can also reach out to me at my art page if you're interested in art and stuff and you want to take a look at art, fashion, beauty, that sort of thing. It's Simone Ottley Art. It's a lot simpler to remember. So, which is SimoneOttleyArt on Instagram. On Facebook, on X. It's across these different platforms. Still working on it, and hopefully soon there'll be a landing place that will make sense for everybody.
Hell, or you can
bring it all together.
Always just tune in here.
Or you can tune in here, and we'll give you the goods on all the things you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
On Simone the Moan, Jeff the Movie Nerd.
And some things you don't need to know.
Everything you need to know, and anything you could hope for here on CFRC 101.9.
Yeah, right on. We'll catch you guys next week. Stay cool, stay hydrated, enjoy the summer, because you're going to be begging for this in February.
You are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And other than that, we'll catch you guys next week, I guess.
Okay, all right. See you guys later.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
We're going to play ourselves out. We got a brand new track from Hawaii Mighty called Lucky. Also in the next set, we're going to hear Emily Steele and The Deal with their track Roadrunner. They're going to be at the Wolf Island Music Festival this weekend. And then if we get to it, we're going to hear a classic from pop group Anna Managuchi with BSX. So we'll catch you guys next week.
Okay. All right. See you guys later. Keep it locked. Keep it ready. And see you soon.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
On the go like it's Jack New City. She said come over, but I can't, too busy. Gotta handle business cause the streets too sticky. I'm a miss dinner, I'm a slagic 250. Gotta slow down, I've been moving too quickly. Girl, you know I love you, no cat, no kissy. Who else finna buy you bags in every new city? I'm about to put you in a past you really. Told the boys about you, it's a real group study. Told them all the plans I got for all this new money. I just wanna you good the way that you love me. Crying when I'm in it like you seen a new puppy. I caress that body when I see the mood ugly. You ain't gotta tell me twice, I know I'm so lucky.
Tell him you don't play, you buy me and you buy one. Keep a G always, but always in my face. You
me, boy, you'll be so strong. Tell the whole world what we'll be doing. Tell them I'm your baby, you should prove it.
Hey, want me to prove it to you? Say it every morning, babe. You look like beauty sleep. Tell you every night, you look good enough to eat. I'm back by whatever you see. I will never fold, my pressure never weak. Hold it down until you get it, babe. You asking me to stay, I'ma stay, babe. Got a lot of love for you, don't let it fade. What else can I do for you? I'm waiting, babe.
Lucky, 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 lucky. I'm so lucky to have you. Lucky, 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 lucky. I'm so lucky to have you.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Running wild.
listening to CFRC Radio 101.9.